Welcome to The Nourished Nervous System, an exploration of stress, the nervous system, and transformative self-care practices for parents and other humans through the lenses of Ayurveda, holistic coaching, somatic practices, herbs, and much, much more. I'm the host, Kristen Timchak, a holistic life coach, Ayurvedic educator, herbalist, and mother of a tiny human. Please join me for information, insight, deep thoughts, and small steps to help you nourish your nervous system. Hello, welcome, and welcome back to the Nourish Nervous System. This week's episode is a little different. I have a lot going on this week, a lot of interviews scheduled, and so I don't have time to do a full-length episode. So I want to take this opportunity to just take a little bit of time to share about a small group simple spring reset that I'm offering. And then next week, I'll be back to my usual episodes. And I've got some amazing guests coming up over the next month or so, and also some great solo episodes as well. So keep on tuning in, and I'll be back to my normal episodes next week. And I want to do this as a standalone episode because if you are not at all interested in hearing about the small group work I'm offering, then you do not have to waste your time here and you can find another lovely podcast to listen to today. If you are interested in hearing more, stay tuned. So I often have this experience after completing an episode of thinking, oh, I wish I had mentioned that, or I wish I had said this. And I was having this quite a bit after last week's episode about the simple spring reset. And I've also just personally been feeling the need for some more accountability in my own reset, which has made me think that maybe other people might have that experience as well. And so yesterday, while I was cooking dinner, this idea hit me of offering just a little experimental small group coaching around a simple spring reset. So I'm envisioning a small group of about five or six people that want to create their own reset, or maybe they have something already in mind, but they just want some accountability for it. But they want to create something that's going to be specifically for their body, their lifestyle, something that's going to be sustainable for them. And so I'm imagining offering maybe some deeper perspectives on kapha season, on what a reset might look like for each constitution, as well as some questions to help guide you in creating your personal reset. And I'm imagining these resets to be very personal, and they may incorporate diet if that's what you're interested in, but also other areas of life like home space, creativity, exercise, what you're taking in through your senses, through social media and screen time, just to name a few things. And I want to just be really clear that I'm not going to be creating a specific reset or plan or thing that you will follow, because I'm not the expert of you. I really, truly believe that especially with things like this, you are your own expert. And when you really slow down and listen to your body, that you really know what your body needs. And so I'll facilitate you in creating what you want and need. And I see like a reset time as something physical, like maybe you're shifting things in your diet or your exercise or your physical space. But I also see spring as a time of planting seeds. And I've said this before, planting seeds both physically and metaphorically. And because everything is so connected, I think when we go into a process of simplifying, of bringing some intention to an area of our lives, it's a beautiful, rich place to also plant some seeds of what you want to grow in your life in the coming months. So I'm imagining that that is incorporated as well into this reset process. I also see the group being its own organism. So that's why I'm keeping it small, so that everyone can speak and be heard and be a part of it, and so that we can really support each other and hold each other accountable in community. And what our experiences together as a group is going to be dependent on the different members of the group, the different creatures that are creating the organism. And I'm really excited about that aspect of it. So this reset may be for you if you're feeling some stuck energy somewhere in your life that you'd like to move. If you're wanting to do a spring cleanse that's right for your body and sustainable for your lifestyle. If you often feel heavy, dull, and lethargic this time of year and you'd like to learn more about kapha dosha and how to balance it. If there are areas in your life you'd like to bring some more energy to and need some support and accountability. If you're excited by the idea of experimentation and improvisation and being a part of a small group to support each other in this process. And if there are areas in your life that need simplification and you'd love some support and accountability. I'm sure there's plenty other reasons that this could be for you, but these are a few that I thought of. And this is not for you if you'd like someone else to tell you what to do, to give you meal plans or a specific plan to follow. I'm really happy to share recipes and give ideas, but ultimately you will create your own plan. So if you're wanting to not do the work of it, then this probably isn't for you. And this also isn't for you if you're working with some deep traumas and don't have the support of a therapist. I am a coach and not a therapist. So while there is plenty of room for all sorts of feelings and vulnerabilities, this will not be a space to process deep trauma. And I'm sure there's other reasons and people and circumstances that this might not be right for you. But those are the two big ones that came to mind. And if you are curious and want to know more and want to know more about your specific situation, feel free to email me, or if you want a more in-depth conversation, you can schedule an exploratory call and we can just a free call just to talk about if this is right for you or not. I'll have a link to that in the show note. And because this is somewhat experimental and somewhat casual, I'm keeping the prices really low so that it's accessible. I'm just really excited about the possibility of this experience. This feels like I will definitely have some structure, but it'll also be very improvisational. And I think there's a lot of magic that can happen in that space of having some structure, some guidelines, but also being able to improvise and bring forth whatever needs to be said or heard or done. So the logistics. I'd like to meet on Zoom weekly over the course of a month, starting April 11th or 12th. The group meeting will be on either Thursdays or Fridays. And since it's such a small group, I'll send out a poll to the people who join to find a day and time that works for everyone. I'm thinking each meeting will be about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half. And that way I can bring in some, you know, start with a small meditation or somatic practice, and then I can bring in whatever, if there's any material that I want to teach, and then we can get into a group dynamic. And I'm offering a sliding scale of $80 to $120 for the entire four sessions. So I'll be starting this in about 3 weeks. That's not a lot of time. I'm not going to create a sales page for this because, like I said, it's going to be pretty casual. And so if you're interested, send me an email, kristen@nourishednervoussystem.com. And I'll also have my email address in the show notes. And the first six people that sign up will be in. The only other thing I want to say is that if you have zero experience with Ayurveda, have never heard of Ayurveda, I'd recommend listening to at least the Lens of Ayurveda episode. I will link a couple episodes in the show notes. That would be just a good foundation to have if you're interested in this, so that when we come together as a group, we have some shared vocabulary. Okay. If you're interested, reach out. Ask any questions, I'm here. And if you're ready to sign up, just send me an email with the heading Simple Spring Reset. Okay, I look forward to this. I hope you're doing well. I hope you have a great week, and I'll be back next week with a regular episode. Hey there, thanks so much for listening. I'm feeling slightly less awkward, but this podcast thing is still a big learning curve. So I appreciate you staying tuned as I learn. If you are enjoying the podcast, please rate and review. It helps me get seen by people besides my friends. And if you are not enjoying the podcast, I hope you're not still listening, because life is way too short to listen to podcasts you don't like.